Okay, real talk. How many pictures are on your camera roll right now? Enough to induce a little stress? Let's take a deep breath.
Friend to friend, I want to tell you what finally worked for me. Chatbooks. They make it so easy to actually do something with all those photos.
And right now, they're giving us a podcast exclusive mind-blowing offer. 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12, plus free shipping. That's a full year of printed memories for less than you pay for 1 month of streaming. Sleep better at night knowing your memories are safe. Just pick your photos and the Chatbooks app does the rest. Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12 and grab this deal before it's gone.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hope you're enjoying the bye week. Very odd without having coaches speaking during the week. We had Matt Rhule Monday, but no Holgorsen, no Butler yesterday, no Rhule on Thursday.
Talk about free time, Steve.
It's like back to yeah. August, early August. July.
It's not. No, I'm going to tell you something. Not free time. Holy God.
Hang on now.
Hold on yourself.
Yeah, hold. Yeah, you just double hold on here. You have no one to go cover. There's no press conferences, so hold I don't want to hear.
You got a point there.
Yeah. You walk us through this.
We had
There's stuff going on in Manawa. It doesn't count.
I had writings yesterday. So, it's not slow. Maybe today it'll slow down a little bit. I don't know. No, it's not. It's never too slow. That's what I have found. And I'm sort of okay. I'm not doing this.
Do it.
Oh God! I was going to say I'm kind of recovering from the trip, and I think I'm almost there.
Yeah, I heard there's going to do some specials on 60 Minutes on guys that had to fly from Omaha to Lincoln, stay in a luxury hotel, go out to a dinner that costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And then go to a game at UCLA at the Rose Bowl, the most prestigious stadium there is. And
great
then
weather.
Have to get up and fly back here.
Recover.
60 minutes.
Yeah, that has to be I mean,
feature story.
30 for 30 on ESPN for sure. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
I told you I'm recovering.
Yeah, it'd be something of a story. That'd be one that's like, wow. That'd be interesting.
Glad to hear your recovery is nearly complete I'm happy for
you. Imagine talking to Bob Lee and Bob, and then Steve after the game. What happened? Tell us you went back to a luxury hotel.
Was it a 4 or 5 star?
Five star hotel. Well, hold it. The hotel had Jackie Robinson's wife living in it, so that'll tell you something.
It's true.
So,
I talked to her.
This is incredible, Steve. How'd you get through
hold
this?
On. I was we're up till 3 and we left at 6.
Yeah. You brought this one on yourself. You brought this one.
Hey, one thing, you didn't sleep on the plane.
One thing
I
contribute. Missing Tooth Greg said they do have. You can get on eBay those hotel menus. People collect them.
Really?
I'd have interest. Would you ever collect them?
Yeah, I would.
No, I don't know if you would though. What would you do? I told Missing Tooth Greg, what would you do once you got it?
Trying to think, it'd have to be
conversation.
Put yourself back into better times, right?
Yeah, just well. Did he mention Corinthian leather?
I mean, I don't think he said it that in that way. No, but he said you can get those fine menus off eBay for about $30 a piece.
Well, it'd have to be like what would you remember the Villager Hotel? That would be like at about what 50 something and oh
where Barnes and Noble is
basically it's right
okay,
there.
I know where that's
so at. That was a suite that they probably had room service there. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have one from there. That'd be sweet to have.
That'd be good. So yeah. Just as a conversation piece.
Yes.
Right. That's what these are. I guess that's what when you collect things, it's mainly just.
I don't want a menu from like a restaurant because, like you said, restaurants still give you menus. That's normal. It's
the hotel.
Room service. The hotel.
You want a hotel room service menu.
And I really don't want one from Marriott from 4 years ago. That doesn't really interest me too much. No. Doesn't
like it. Something like from the Biltmore.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
San Francisco.
Yeah, something like that. That would be it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Do they have dates on them saying this is from 2002?
Well, I don't think so, Jake.
How would you know when it's from?
Probably not. They'd be part of the story. Say this is from 1976.
Just asking questions here.
Oh, the other part is this coffee's awful. I mean, this is awful.
We got some for you back there.
We got some back there.
Yeah, this is awful. I don't know
how
what
did they make that? What happened?
Did you forget to put Splenda in there?
How much was it? $2.15
Yeah, went up
no,
in price.
I will tell you this. I was going through the line I got today, hash brown, orange juice, and coffee. I don't even look at the prices sometimes. Today I happened to look at the orange juice price. A medium orange juice is $3.49 That's it. I'll never do that again. $3.49
for a medium orange juice.
For a medium orange juice.
It's just gonna
it's like three slurps, it's gone. $3.49 That's it.
Did the oranges get hit in the frost? What happened?
I don't know. I don't
update us. Breakers on orange juice.
How do you
price.
Get away?
I don't like orange juice, so I never know the price of one.
How do you, is that tall?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you buy that?
You know, me and Steve had this conversation. I think this would be good idle chit-chat. Talking to our a friend of the station and a friend of mine, Paul Scheel from High Electric.
Oh, Paul Will, yeah.
So Paul talked about with our day, I was talking with him, and he goes, if you ever just want to have your life just be incredible.
I did it yesterday.
Did you? He goes, just good. Get a large fry and a large Coke from McDonald's and drive around and eat that. He said that the taste when you go from a couple French fries to a large to a large Coke and he expressed that McDonald's uses the high grade of syrup for their
I didn't know that.
Oh, McDonald's pop is incredible.
Yeah.
And it always
That's
has
what
been.
They, yeah. And so they
whatever you get there.
It's first class.
Well, it can be Coke or Dr. Pepper. I'm just saying, it's good.
If you want to, always has been.
Always has been.
In my lifetime, at least, it has been.
Put
good.
On a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But if you want to enjoy a day,
it's a great idea.
Like today, just get a large fry, and then get a Coke, and drive around
good.
And drive around and eat that, and just kind of cruise around, and listen to sports radio, and just see how happy
make some
you
calls.
Are.
I made some calls.
Did you?
Yeah. Now here's the problem. You can do this. I can't. I just ate the fries way too fast. I was really hungry. I didn't enjoy them. I didn't
so,
save
so,
them.
So your hand is more of a...
You didn't enjoy them.
Was it a three-fingered claw?
Yeah, I was just shoving them in my mouth like a coyote. It's a great idea, but do it right. You would do it right.
Did you consider going back for a second fry?
No, I went to Panda Express.
I'm telling you, if we followed your dietary,
oh my God.
If you see what he eats in the morning,
is it really that bad?
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. It kind of is.
Three donuts, hash brown.
When there's donuts, and especially when there's extra pastries left over, we have this, you know, there's extra pastries that they're going to throw away, but they leave them out for us, basically. Like, hey, if you want one of these, they're outdated. Mm-hmm. And we get excited like it's Christmas morning.
It every day.
To eat an
every
old,
single
to,
day.
To eat an old pastry.
Yeah, from the mill.
Yeah.
They leave them out, and they're good, and they're helpful to us. Thank you.
Yes, I enjoy your
No,
diet.
Your Paul Scheel, though, that's a good idea. Just do it right.
When he said it to me, too, he goes, he looked at me like this, it's like, just get a large fry. And his face, it was like he was there. It was like he was.
Do it.
Bill, do it.
Jake, and eat them slowly and enjoy them.
And drive around.
It is, like you say, it's hard to eat fries slow, though.
It is hard.
They're so good. You just want to wolf them.
Okay. You're right. Yeah. Especially, don't be real
Yeah,
hungry.
So don't feel bad about what you did.
So is there, I don't even know what McDonald's now. Is there like a large fry? Is there a super-sized fry?
Also? I think super-sized is done. It's just large now.
So now you can just go large.
I don't think you can super-size it. I don't think you can.
Yeah, I think they're just fully, just large is the best, is the biggest now.
Yeah, and I didn't get a large Coke. That just seems excessive. I got a medium, but that was perfect. So, yeah, and that's poor dietary. You're right.
But you followed the advice, though, on the day one. I mean, that was told you in the morning. You did that already in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. I mean, it sounded like a great idea.
Hit home with you. I love that.
Yeah,
it did. Bill said that yesterday during the break, and it did hit home.
So you got fries and a Coke.
Yes.
McDonald's.
That's a good idea.
Can you give our address out, Jake, please?
Yeah, we're at 1040 O Street, Suite 100, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68508.
I'm really struggling with keychains. I need a keychain.
Keychain?
Yeah, and I don't have a keychain. If somebody wants me to represent their business or something, I'd love a keychain.
Send them in.
Yeah, I'd love a keychain. And if we have more than one, then I'll rotate them. I'll have a rotation. But
I
need a keychain. My key's in there. All I have is just the fob. I don't have a keychain.
You know,
I really need one.
This is not a plea also, but we had probably 1,000 pens sent here. I think we're down to 3.
What happened, Jake?
The pens are being thieved at a high rate.
High rate.
Like, we had these wonderful ones from Stevens' Biz Construction, which I gave to Bill more. I would hide a couple for, to make sure that
they were,
we could
they
have.
Were kind of a gold.
Because they were
copper.
Great.
They were copper and black.
They wrote well, yeah. And they just disappeared like that. I hit them in different parts.
You know we
every
do.
Day I get
yeah, you,
Jake.
You're not the guilty parties
you,
here. I knew where yours went. And then all of a sudden they got taken.
Farley. This is directly on Farley.
Farley?
I mean, we had like 1,000 pens sent. I think we're down to like 10 max
left. So if there's anybody with any pens, we'd love to have a box of pens. Or any,
Bolt will take those pens back again. Yeah, we'll make sure we don't
whatever
lose this. I will protect them better this time.
We're going to lock them up.
Lockbox.
We're going to lock them up.
Or just put them in a spot where people don't see them.
Well, you think they don't see them, but they find them.
They find them.
I would hide those pens in spots I thought nobody would ever check, and then they'd be gone. Said,
so this
are you
is,
kidding
this,
me?
This, hey, take it's not Farley. This is Swim.
Could
it's
be
100%
Swim. Could
Swim
be Swim.
Doing this.
Seeking
yeah.
out the
that's
pens.
That's what it is. It's Swim. It's probably Bach. I think it's Bach.
Bach could, you know, hey, Bach could be thieving pens,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I think it is. Swim and Bach. I talked to Jay Foreman the other day, and he doesn't do it. He doesn't steal the pens.
No, I wouldn't put him as a potential one.
Who takes them?
I don't know what I seriously. How do you go through 1,000 pens in less than six
it's
months?
Sort of
this
weird.
Is like
if you
six
think
months ago, we made the cry.
What
for
if
these?
All of a sudden we just went to a walking around Nebraska Wesleyan and went to a couple of classes and everyone had our pens and it was Rudy that was running a scam.
Rudy
was running
it.
A scam. He was getting him out to all of his buddies at Nebraska Wesleyan.
They're selling them.
Yeah, selling them. Yes,
selling pens.
It'd be kind of sweet, wouldn't it? Sell
he's
pens,
selling
quarter
the pen.
A piece, just sit every day.
Someone says you guys have shown no responsibility to being the pen handlers. Listen,
the
ones that we have for the show were thieved from me. Yes. I put them in a spot. I did not move them. They were moved from me from that spot.
Yeah. Steve's looking at the playoff stuff, so I guess you'll just do Bill Shrove now. Just do it now, I guess. Just go ahead and go through it if you want. That's
anxious
your deal.
I never said
here.
A word. About-
he just
you
looked,
I saw it.
He
I
glanced.
Saw it. He glanced. He can't get you focused at all.
Oh, you can't.
But I would love a keychain and now keychain and pens.
Yeah, please, more pens. Yeah, we need them.
Pens.
Somebody will bring a keychain down.
And pens.
And pens. And we need more pens.
Because we want both of them.
What is it? That's just odd. That's an
why,
oddity.
I don't know how we had. You guys saw we had so many pens, like four different batches from different businesses, lots of them, and they're pretty nice. All
they
gone.
Were. Every pen that was sent in was incredible.
Pretty
there's
good.
No they junk were, pen. You know junk pens. These
you know
are not
when,
junk
you know when you
pens.
Get those certain Bic ones that you can get like you buy them for like 60 at a time. It's like okay, this is not.
They don't work.
Like right
like that
here,
one right there.
This is free flowing. This is free flowing right here. This is. I mean,
you mean like this one here, Bill? This one?
That one right there. Yeah. That's the death blow.
This is a pen you don't. We don't want this pen right here.
What's wrong?
Hold
with
it, hold it. We're gonna go down that path. So someone was gonna send those in to us, and we're gonna tell them no.
Well, I mean, we'll use it. We don't prefer though. I mean, any sort of the click pen here.
Yeah, we want a click.
Click
yeah,
pen.
We, click.
We like that, but
God damn.
We need help.
Pen manufacturers. There are bad ones, and there are really good ones. There's really good ones.
Well, when you get a nice one, it feels it's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the Stevens and Smith ones gone. We also got I think Capital City Fitness had like the yellow ones. Those were nice too, and they were just gone. Yeah. 100 pens just gone like that.
So what we're saying is we'll have a new plan for the pens.
I'm gonna put a safe out here.
Yeah,
they just people take them.
I don't know where they go.
It's easy.
I don't
to walk
know.
Out for us to walk out with the pen.
It is.
It is easy.
But that's a lot of them. That
can you imagine
in a
how many,
quick amount
how many
of time.
Pens they must go through, like at a bank and stuff? Because people just walk into their bank and just walk out with. It. They're not even trying to steal it.
Nope.
I don't think you leave a bank going, "All right, stuck it to them.
No.
One up on them. I got a pen."
No, you mean like when you go to the drive-through and you take it out of the
can canister. Be drive-through just walking in. So I don't ever use a drive-through. I do a drive-through for nothing. I go in for Walgreens. I go in. For if there's any sort of medication, if it's a bank, I go in every time, and I know everybody at the bank, and I talk to them, and then
they don't want to talk to me.
I love talking to people at the bank. There's not a lot going on in the bank.
Usually,
the drive-through is way busy. They like when someone comes in, and usually I assess their candy situation too.
A lot of suckers, right?
A lot of suckers.
Suckers,
dum-dums.
A
lot of dum-dums.
Dum-dums are in every bank
every
ever.
Every bank, yeah. Dum-dums.
For some reason,
and
they go for dum-dums.
I always get the butterscotch.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
That's
butterscotch.
I go butterscotch every time. I go butterscotch every time.
You don't take a dum-dum?
You don't take a dum-dum?
I don't. I, yeah.
The way you ravage through food, you're telling me you don't take a dum-dum for free? Yes, I'm not taking it.
I don't ravage through food either. That's not true.
Roger says, check Sip's truck for the pens. He's calling you up for the thief of the pens.
I mean, there was a time I had a lot of them, but not after.
Where'd they go then?
Well, after the last big fiasco, I was more mindful about not taking them. And I had probably 12 pens in my console.
12's not bad.
Yeah. But then when we had the flare up,
Jake gives us pins every morning. It's very nice.
I do, and you give them back.
I give mine back, and then I don't give them back. I throw mine every time. Yeah. Every time when the show's over, I say, "Coming in hot."
He does at 9 o'clock. The pen is right back by me.
Yeah, we both give them
and
back.
I take care of it. So you guys are not the guilty parties here, but somebody is.
It's weird. It's just weird
to go through 1,000 pens.
Yeah. This is idle chit chat.
This is idle chit chat. Anything else for you guys?
No. I don't have anything. No.
Okay. I have one thing.
What?
Creighton got killed last night.
Oh, by Gonzaga?
When I came in this morning, it was as
my
if
first words to Bill.
Is that the Dolphins won? I woke him. What's up, Jake? Creighton got killed last night. Oh, he was so fired up.
I was pretty pumped.
Yeah.
How about 90-63?
Ooh,
not pummeling good. By not Gonzaga. Good. You hate to see it, don't you? You just hate to see that.
Well, I do, because I want them to be playing well, because I'm heading back over with Security Bank to go see him play St. John's.
I received several texts from friends who are anti-Creighton saying, hey, I know you're probably asleep, but in the morning, be sure to check out the Creighton box score. You will be delighted about that. They don't look very good. Again, they're only a couple games in, but I have a friend that's a Creighton fan. He says this team is not going to be it this year.
Is that right?
They are not very high on this Creighton team. They are ranked. They're ranked 23rd, but this is believed to be a down year for the Blue Jays.
God, Owen Freeman had two.
That's not good.
No, they thought he'd be big. You know, he's a big man.
From Iowa.
Yeah, he's the guy that came from Iowa, Bill. He was good against Nebraska. 2 points for Owen Freeman. I don't get that, really.
I'm going to put some confidence in their head ball coach.
He's a good coach.
Good
he
point.
Probably gets him turned a little bit by the time all of a sudden there's going to be a conversation about all of a sudden early February. Like, oh, wow, look at Creighton playing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah, you're right.
Josh Dix.
Josh Dix had seven.
Is that an Iowa transfer?
Yeah, so Josh Dix and Owen Freeman came from Iowa. They combined for 9 points in their loss last night. 90-63.
Isaac Trout as a name you recognize. He had three.
He's from Grand Island. No points.
He had 3 points.
Okay, then the ESPN box score is wrong then.
1 for 3 on three-pointers. According to the Gonzaga,
0 points.
Gonzaga box score.
Which one is it? Did he score a three or not?
Anyway.
I will not die on that hill. I will not get overly concerned whether he had 3 points or not.
No,
I will go be like noon today and say, hey, did you get the bottom of that deal?
What's the update on Trout?
Yeah, what's the update on Trout? Are we sure on this? Call Gonzaga. Keith Mann. Call Gonzaga.
I don't recognize many of their names on Creighton. So, that's a tough loss.
It's too bad. 90-63.
You reveling
that? He revels.
Jake revels.
Jake is one of those guys that does get extreme amount of excitement over other person's strife.
My teams tend to have a lot of strife. So I see somebody else with me, it is nice.
I mean, if somebody that he doesn't like loses, then that's a big deal for him.
I'm
watching the Iowa game, and I'm loving the Iowa game. Jake's texting me, they're going to win. This is crap. I just threw my hat at the TV.
He threw his hat at the TV because he thought Iowa was going to win. I did text that, and I did do that. This TV right here. Yeah. I was here at the state. I threw my hat at that TV.
Yeah.
Don't be careful with
that. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you wonder why Rebecca was up on the ladder yesterday.
she was trying to
fix TV.
But she looked at this TV. Yeah. I didn't throw it at this TV. Yeah. This TV was not me.
But still, Jake, my point is, when I'm watching Iowa play at Oregon, I'm just like, man, this is a heck of a game. I'm like watching this. That Jake's losing his mind that Iowa might win, and that they might win. Jake, Nebraska holds complete destiny of their schedule.
Anger,
they play Iowa.
My anger in that moment, Bill, was that I knew it was going to be a run. Gronowski was going to run. It was fourth and goal. Everybody was spread out. They had one linebacker that make a tackle because they set it up that way. We all knew he was going to run the football, and he did.
Listen to this.
Everybody. I said, they're going to run!
And,
sure enough, he ran. They looked to pass. Called run
the
whole play.
What are you doing down here?
We had a pregame show that, you had to skip out on because something happened.
You skipped the pregame show?
We didn't address that. What happened?
This
is still idle chit-chat, by the way.
We had a pass snafu. We didn't have our passes for some just miscommunication.
What happened? Was there an argument at the Rose Bowl with some with the?
No, there was no argument. It just caused the.
I'm gonna read the text real quick, Bill.
Yeah, what happened here?
The pregame show began at 5 p.m.
I'm trying to listen. That's 3 p.m. your time.
Right. Trying to listen.
Right. I was trying to listen in and make sure to see what Steve had to say.
Hold on.
Here, I get a text at 4:59, a minute before the pregame show starts. Jake, I am in a bind. I can't come on.
Just in a bind.
Minor freak show here. Credential mess is what he said.
Credential mess.
Yeah. We didn't get our credentials.
Sweatshirts off.
So. It was just, I was in a group of people. I couldn't make it work. And I had to get my credential.
I'm in a bind.
Yeah. I had to get it, so I couldn't step away. They wanted to do the, the media guy was there, the UCLA Keith Mann.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks. I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Okay, you're gonna freak out at this deal. Chatbooks is giving you 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12 plus free shipping. It's the easiest way to finally do something with all those photos on your phone. Finally, no stress, no hassle, just memories made easy. Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12 before this deal disappears.
It was literally the Keith Mann of UCLA media I was dealing with. We were all there. And we were a big group of people. And if I didn't want to risk stepping away, and then him leaving.
And I said, that's fine.
Yeah.
We handled it. It was all good.
It wasn't that stressful.
What's it like? Do you see those worlds collide? Do you see Keith Mann when he meets up at the UCLA Keith Mann? Is it kind of like a We Are the World moment type of thing to kind of come together?
It's not.
Okay.
I saw the UCLA Keith Mann down in there, what you would be the kind of the equivalent of the ticket office, not in the press box. And I didn't even see him in the press box. Now, it's gotten weird in the world of college athletics that way.
What'd they have for food?
They had lasagna and some sort of greens that I didn't eat.
That sounds horrible. You don't go to a press box for lasagna. That sounds horrible.
No, it was catered. I asked somebody, how is the lasagna? They said, well, it's catered.
Yeah.
It was fine. And I tell you this, though, I just stopped and got some, I don't know what you call them. There's it's a peanut mix. Just think of it as, I guess, as a Chex mix, but it's not. And they
trail mix. Is that the word we're looking for? Trail mix.
It was spicy. So it was, I don't know.
Spicy trail mix.
You're making this very complicated. I don't think it has to be.
Well, there's parts of it that aren't in the typical trail mix, but I don't know what those things, how you describe them. Anyway,
not every trail mix is the same, you know.
It was a curious thing. On your pass, there's a thing they rip off if you eat a meal. I didn't eat the meal. I just went and got some trail mix, we'll call it. Yeah. And the lady said, hey, stop. I got to have your meal thing. I said, I just took some trail mix. Yeah. She goes, well, that counts.
That's a meal.
Whoa.
It's a meal. Wow.
Wow. I was like, okay.
It's like on Seinfeld when Banyan, and we go out for dinner, and he just has soup.
Yeah.
And he goes, that counts as a meal. And Banyan's like, no, it doesn't.
No.
Because the guy owed him a meal, and he goes, I'm just going to have soup.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
It was fine. It was no big deal. I didn't make a big deal of it.
So you missed the lasagna then?
Well, I didn't eat it because I had pastrami sandwich right before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're safe then.
Yeah. Right before.
I think of like lasagna at Rutgers, not UCLA. I don't think of a Italian heavy meal in LA.
UCLA screamed wrap. Some sort of a wrap. Yes. A lettuce wrap, maybe. Yeah, a lettuce wrap. Sort of.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I would eat it.
A lettuce wrap. For everybody.
No, they had lasagna. It was all right. The press box was good. I'll tell you one thing, though. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day. I don't think you guys could possibly understand. Maybe Bill, because he's been in watching from afar. I don't know why. You watch from a press box like where I was. It doesn't even seem like there's a game going on. You're so far away.
Yeah, sometimes it's I've had a few even from coaching where you're like, Oklahoma was a long ways away. OU was a long way. It's like, wow, we are up here.
Yeah, what are we doing?
And then also remember, it's soundproof, so you don't hear anything either. So it's a very odd. A very odd feeling.
Yeah,
in the coach's box, not as much, but because there's at least some talk back and forth between kind of what's going on out there. But no, it can be a very odd feel for you guys.
Yeah, and in the Rose Bowl, they don't have great scoreboards there, so I couldn't even see down and distance on the scoreboard.
Did you bring your binoculars?
No, I don't. I didn't. That's a good question. I should have them. I gave
Sometimes
them away.
Sometimes you need those.
I gave them to Parker. One of the worst moves I've ever made. Yeah. Right up there with giving my cell phone number out. Yeah. I just said, Parker, you can have them. Just take them.
Oh, I'd want to have binoculars.
I'm gonna get them next year.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna say, bring this up. Everyone should have binoculars in their vehicle. You never know.
You're right.
You might have. I wish I had a pair in my truck right now. I'd like to have a pair.
I'll get you some for Christmas.
Thank you.
I'll get you some for
Cracker Barrel.
No.
That'd be nice. All right, should we do a exchange names?
Exchange
names?
Yes.
Between the three of us?
Yes.
We'll exchange
it. We're doing it.
Yes.
Just as a discipline, we're doing it.
Okay.
Okay? We're going to exchange names and have Christmas
gifts. We'll have gifts between us.
But we got to put a number on it, though. You can't spend over like 100.
Yeah, we got to have something on there. Okay. We'll open them on air.
We're capping it at 100. Okay? 100.
100, I agree.
Yeah. We don't want, because then it gets awkward if, like, you buy Jacob, like, a four-wheeler or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought you.
Got you a jet ski. What'd you give me, Jake?
I'll get it later today. I promise.
Jake got a jet ski.
And I got him like a gift certificate to Dairy Queen. Then he could get off.
Anyway. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Jake. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or somebody to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included on the board today. At 738ag.com.
I don't know if you can get better weather for the anhydrous ammonia that's going down right now.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, right now you're looking at no wind, nice weather.
Good point.
Was yesterday not insane?
Oh, it was nice.
Yep. Oh, so I thought about this when I was walking Sugar. This is what I'd like to have. Maybe the breakers can do like a timetable for me because there's different parts of the world. How can I track fall around the world? So I could get up into Canada, like in what, you know, basically upper Canada in probably like the 1st of August and fall starting. Mm-hmm. And I could just track fall. Where can I go in like March when it's fall? I wonder.
Wait a second. Does that work?
The other side of the world or something? What's it like?
Different hemispheres.
Yeah.
Different seasons.
Different seasons. There's times in Australia it's winter here or it's summer here.
Yeah. I think it's winter here, it's summer in Australia, yeah. I think, potentially.
So I want to track.
Maybe. I wish I would have paid closer attention in school.
Yeah, I really do, too. I wish I would have. Jake did, and we didn't.
See, I'm not certain on this one. I think it's about to be summertime in Australia.
Yeah,
now.
It's a difference. But I want to track fall. Because when I was out with Sugar yesterday in the leaves, and it was like, what, 60 or whatever, 62? No wind.
No
wind. It was like, oh, wow. Oh, I can get. Like,
no wind.
Give me some of this.
I feel okay about that because I think they play the tennis Australian Open in January, which would be summer, right? Winter
not,
here,
I'm
summer there.
I'm
going with that. I think it's about to be summer in Australia.
Some sort of a spreadsheet for me and where
you
I could track
the hemispheres,
fall. Because I would love
I wonder
to.
Where you have to go.
Imagine going in February. We're going to go. I'm going to go to wherever, some other country. Why?
Well, Switzerland.
It's fall there. So I'm going to go there because fall is my time. And I'm leaving yesterday. I go, why is this not like this all the time? Because this is incredible.
It was a good day. It was a good. And I think
we have a good day, good week, don't we?
But yeah, this can be.
Check it out.
Oh, Jake, give us the weather.
This is great.
There's nothing going on, Jake.
Jake Schimmick.
Jake Schimmick over here.
You have to fill in.
Today's high is 62. Mostly sunny skies today.
Okay.
Perfect.
Tomorrow, high of 66, partly cloudy.
Perfect. Okay.
Friday,
73.
And sunny.
Oh my God.
If you're not on a golf course, then it's your own problem.
It's your own problem.
Friday. Saturday.
That's your problem.
Saturday, 68 problem. And sunny. Sunday, 65 and sunny.
Oh, we're perfect, Bill. You're good for the rest of the week.
And then next week, it gets back to the 50s and 40s. But this week, be outside.
Okay.
Be outside.
Okay.
All right. So
thank you for that.
Yes. So we want to track fall, and I think this is possible.
Track fall, like, I wonder where it's fall.
Well, here, right now.
By the way, quickly, someone says that Cabela's has a big Black Friday sale on Vortex binoculars.
Ooh,
you want
to
check that out.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
Vortex.
I don't know what that means, but.
All right. No, that's good. That's good.
There you go.
Because they're kind of expensive.
Last night, Nebraska played basketball. I noticed something
before
the show.
Okay.
But we won't go along with this. I saw.
No, let's hammer some hoops.
We know Bill despises basketball until January. I put box scores out on there. I saw Bill take his and throw it away, which I
folded
saw,
it up and threw
I
it.
Saw it.
He saw me do it.
I didn't say anything. I was going to bring it up on the
Why
show.
Why did you do that?
I have
because
no interest.
Because he hates basketball.
I have no interest.
Why are you
right
Unfortunately,
now?
They played. And it's a bye week for Nebraska, so we wouldn't probably talk about it normally, but there's a bye week for the Huskers.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to get to for football throughout the day. But quickly, Nebraska does win last night. It wasn't pretty. 69-50 over Maryland Eastern Shore. They were a 35.5-point favorite. The spread doesn't matter.
Okay.
They won the game. But Sam Hoiberg was the lead scorer for the Huskers. Sanford 19. Oh. Sam had 18.
Okay.
Sanford had a late three-pointer to go to 19. That's why. But Sam Hoiberg, 7-10.
You think Sam was upset with the late three-pointer?
He might have been. You should ask him.
Yes.
What are you doing?
It was not pretty. Nebraska, who made 17 threes last game, was 6-32 on three-pointers last night.
That's
not now, when they shoot that poorly, they're going
to I would love to. When you talk about the shooting of the threes, is that when you I'd like to have the science of this a little bit. When you travel to play at Minnesota, when you travel to play the other place, everything's a different feel.
Yep.
When you're shooting threes from I'm always mesmerized by when they play in domes for the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different things of that nature. I mean, it's gotta be when you're right now we are banking on what? Making threes.
Lots of them.
We're going to shoot a lot of them, and we need to make some.
Yep.
And there's got to be some games you're going to go on the road, and it's going to be like, wow, this
one,
it was a weird feeling.
Yeah.
It was a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Because they're all different.
They are. Well, you used to battle that in Pender when you went
I know. Also, you're playing at Beamer. It's like, hey, it's a whole different deal.
It doesn't look the same.
It doesn't feel the same.
Right
yeah.
No.
Things
are weird.
Some rims seem like, are those 10-foot or are those 11-foot?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, 100%.
Yeah. Anyway. So 6-32 won't do it.
No, that's
it did it against.
If you do that against Oklahoma Saturday, you will not come away with the win in Sioux Falls. That's pretty clear.
Probably.
It'd be a miracle win if you beat them with those kind of stats.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
6-32.
Because that would be hard to do that, you know, on air to be like that.
Just put it out there.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What's that?
Going 6-32?
Yeah. It'd be like,
I get what you're saying, I think.
Not really.
Not a great.
It didn't really make sense.
Not a great game, but whatever. They won. Got the win.
They won. They're 3-0. They play Oklahoma, who beat Arkansas Pine Bluff last night, 95-69. I did see that the team that Nebraska played, Maryland Eastern Shore, to start their season, lost to Georgia 94-29 was their first game.
They scored, do you see why Bill doesn't take, and yeah. I
they
don't
take this
game. They
scored 29 points in their first game, and gave almost 100 to Georgia.
No, I'm with Bill on this. There's, like, Robin will say to me, are you going to go to the game tonight? And I don't even consider
it. I was not there. I wasn't there.
I wouldn't consider going to watch this game. It's a throw. These are throwaway games, right?
This is where football and basketball, which by Bill Shirls, is so different. It's less games, obviously, in football, but there's the games still matter. Right now, Nebraska, it's a big deal right now that Nebraska beat Houston Christian and Akron. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal because where are they at in the win total?
7-3.
Yeah, so right now, so the wins still matter in football in some fashion. They still matter. In college basketball, they don't. These early wins mean nothing to get you in the tournament. Not one thing. Doesn't do anything for you. All they can do is crush you.
Yeah, if you lose.
Yes.
Anything else from that game? Price. It is good to see Price Sanford shooting like that.
Yes.
He has to be a mainstay on this team. And he has been in two of the games, right?
Yes. He was last night 8-for-13, 3-of-8 on threes, 19 points last night.
Yeah. Burke, how's Burke been, Jake?
Burke was 2-for-8 last night, 8 points.
Okay.
0-of-3 on threes, 6 rebounds.
Burke's coming around.
Three block shots last night for Burke, Buchton Jill.
This team just has a lot of different components. Like, what you'll see is this sort of situation. Rink Mass could have a night of 30 and then a night like this where he has 6. It's that type of team. They have a lot of different shooters and a lot of different guys that can get hot. Those same guys can be sort of irrelevant in some games. That's what
Jake's going to be in a suite on Saturday. He's going up with Elizabeth. They're going to be in a suite.
Going to be in a suite.
And that, I've watched some of that. That arena looks sweet.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's the Sanford Pentagon. Now, I have not been in the arena. I've been right by it before. I've never been in it before.
It looks cool.
Everyone says the same thing. It's a very cool...
What's it seat? About 8,000, maybe?
No, I think it's pretty small.
I think it's like 4,000 to 5,000. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
I think
thank you. ChatGPT.
I'm going to guess 4,500 is my guess.
I'm going 46,500.
Okay.
46,500.
Sanford Pentagon.
Can you get to 5?
I'm pretty firm in 4,500 here for the Pentagon.
That might be high.
They just had they had Iowa State play, I think Mississippi State there on Monday. Like, they're having some decent games at the Pentagon starting off this year.
You know, it's not just Nebraska that plays there. They play there
Summit League plays there.
Yeah. They play a lot of basketball games.
They do. Wow. Sioux
Falls is the hub of, Sioux Falls is the hub of college basketball.
I don't know if I understand why they all go there.
It's an incredible town. It's got great health care.
I do love that. Do love Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Do you have it pulled up yet?
I will. Just hold on. Sanford.
What time is that game, Jake?
6 p.m. against Oklahoma.
6 p.m. against Oklahoma.
Yes, yep.
And what will that be? Is that on ESPN Plus?
I think it's on
BTN, right?
It's on BTN right after Iowa-USC, which is not on CBS for some reason, with Nestler and Danielson.
According to Wikipedia, the Pentagon opened in September 2013 and has a seating capacity of 3,250.
We were both high then.
Yeah.
We were high.
I went down late. I said, we're probably a little high. That'll be odd seeing Nebraska playing Oklahoma. But if I was a player, it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
The fans right on top of you, that would be really cool.
It also hosts the Sioux Falls Skyforce of the G League.
I've seen the Skyforce before.
I've seen the Skyforce.
Back in the day, saw the Skyforce. When I lived in Iowa, I went to Sioux Falls to watch some Skyforce basketball.
Wow. Just a young Jake?
Flip Saunders was the head coach at one point there.
Are you driving up on the day of? Are you staying in Sioux Falls or how's it?
Driving up Friday night.
You have a hotel.
Elizabeth's aunt and uncle live in Sioux Falls, so we're going to stay with them.
You're a bunk with them. Okay.
Bunk with the uncles.
Okay. Will you assume there'll be a breakfast for you then? Prepared for you.
I wonder how that works.
I'm going to go with yes. I don't want to expect that, but there's an assumption.
See, when I stay at someone's house, if I'm at someone's house, which is rare that I would stay at someone's house, I really stop to think about it. I stay at like one house, like my parents. Yeah. That's about it. I don't all of a sudden just, hey, I'm going to go to.
You can stay with.
I'm going to go to whatever.
Lauren's house. What about Lauren?
Yeah. Swigert.
Swigert.
Yeah. Swigert, invite me over. It'd be kind of fun to spend the night at Swigert's. He has an incredible house. Swigert's house, it's over in the Ridge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
South.
It's, He had just got it. $2.2 million.
So you'd want to stay there then.
You know, I'd like to stay there. And I guarantee you, Nicole, his wife, would probably have pastries. But that's what I think you should have for when someone stays at your house. I think you want to have some elaborate pre-made pastries and coffee. And that's I don't need to have a skillet or anything.
Yeah.
I don't need to have a skillet.
It's nice, though. We don't need it.
Don't need that. If someone just says, hey, would you like one of these? What I'd like to have handed out is a mini roll of donuts, like 6 mini chocolate donuts.
No.
Would you not like that for breakfast? If you came downstairs at our house, all of a sudden,
come on over,
Sip. Hey, Laura. Steve's up.
Really weird.
Just like that. Like, he's up. Oh, Steve's up.
Which begs a question.
All of a sudden, he came up like that, came up the
and
stairs.
And then some mini rolls.
Some mini, a couple packets of the little chocolate ones. And then the little
coffee. I'd be all right.
You'd be all right. You would eat them and be just fine.
I have a couple.
You'd pet sugar. I'd love to have you for an overnight. That'd be awesome.
Well, yeah. Christmas maybe. Yeah. Could you exchange of gifts?
Stay overnight. We're having a sleepover.
Now, there's a question. Would you feel, if you stayed at somebody's house, like when you stay at these people's house, is there an obligation to get up at a certain time?
That'd be awesome.
It's 10:30. That's a fair question.
It's 10:30. No one's moving.
Yeah, right.
Or the next thing, that all of a sudden you see Jake milling around at 5:30 in the morning and trying to find a way to make some coffee.
That too.
They come out in their robe.
Early.
Jake?
What the hell are you doing?
Jake, is that you?
Yeah.
You're up awful early. We don't get up here until about 7:30.
What if you and Elizabeth slept till 11? That'd be probably.
Be a lot. Especially with Scotland up at 8 running around the house. They're taking care of Scotland. Are the parents going to get up? All of a sudden, Jake comes up. Man, I was hammered last night.
I slept pretty good last night,
guys. Thanks for taking care of Scotland.
Thank you for that.
I must be tired.
Yeah.
Huskers win 69-50.
What time do you get up then? I mean, what's
acceptable? 7 to 7:30.
Yeah.
Like, you're up at 6. That's
you want to kind of be milling around. Like, you kind of want to make some noises, I think, so they kind of know that you're
awkward.
Up.
It's awkward.
If you're not up by 8, people are going to say, what's going on down there?
Yeah.
Gosh
there.
Darn it. 8? You can't make it till 9.
9 is, it depends on how late the night
was. Who really sleeps at our age till 9?
Not very often.
I was going to say.
Sometimes on Saturday, maybe.
I'll lay in bed for a while, but that's.
9 o'clock is getting a little weird, though. You're right.
I'm usually up at 6 or so.
Yeah. 9 o'clock, if you're in bed at our age, it's getting a little weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's do until 3.
This is Idle Chit Chat, too.
It is. Before we get to break, if you're hungry.
I am.
Breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area. Bill, where would you send the breakers today?
The Bird.
Early Bird is open right now at 19th and
9 minutes.
With free and spacious parking.
Wow.
Cost you no. It's free 99, Bill. Free 99 to park
for
at
that.
Early Bird.
Thank you, Jake.
Breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos.
They've got hot syrup.
Variety of waffles and pancakes. Of course, French toast. And the world famous Hash Holes!
Hash Holes!
Hash Holes!
Stop by today. Open till 2 p.m. Early Bird at 19th and K. When we come back, I get called out for my passionate lot, but I didn't take it to a level that a Texas man did.
Okay.
Tell you what happened next on Early Break.
Rudy fell asleep.
Do you ever scroll through your camera roll and think, I should really do something with all of these?
Yeah, same. That's where Chatbooks comes in. Right now, Chatbooks is offering something we've never done before. 12 monthly mini photo books for just $12, plus free shipping. That's a full year of printed memories for less than you pay for 1 month of streaming. Go to chatbooks.com/get12 to claim your books now. No stress, no frustrating software. Just pick your photos and the Chatbooks app does the rest. Printed photos have been proven to boost connection and belonging, and we think everyone deserves that. So what are you waiting for? Go to chatbooks.com/get12. That's chatbooks.com/get12 now and get 12 monthly mini photo books for $12. But hurry, this deal won't last long.